It has been over 1M since our last episode. We're broadcasting live from the Barthcade. This is the Coin Rejects episode 31.
About 1 minute.
So I'm Jordan. We're in my arcade. We have...
Screwing this all up.
What? We could say a little bit about ourselves.
Okay, go
How
for
about
it.
That? So this is me, Bricktop on KLOV. We're in my arcade. I'm the guy with all the Atari vectors and some other shit, too.
And the heater's on.
And that's air conditioning. It's warm here
it's
in
the opposite.
Portland, Oregon today. Yes. All right, so we will go to my left. Who do we have here?
Brandon.
What about you, Brandon?
I'm in Jordan's arcade.
He has all the Atari vectors and some other stuff.
Yeah.
I have all the rare games.
I've heard that people don't know one from the other, that we're all just the same person to them.
True.
Yeah, so we have to differentiate ourselves. So.
Yeah, that's me.
What's your handle on Clove?
ASL.
Advan S13.
Is that how you say that? Advan S13?
Yeah.
Greasy shaft.
Greasy.
I always thought it was just Advans 13.
Yeah, sure.
I thought it was Advans 13. Like he had more than one wheel, not just one.
You want to add Vans?
It's a wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Japanese wheel.
No idea.
It's a car wheel.
It's the racing division of Yokohama.
Yeah. Most famous is that the cool three-spoke design, I think.
Yeah, that design sucks.
That's the good one.
He's the guy who says everything sucks.
Yeah, it does.
There you go. That's Brandon. He's the guy who thinks everything sucks. And he held a pole position cockpit on one of our album covers.
Yeah.
Yep.
True.
Our LP. All right.
Next up.
To my left.
And I'm Brian. Applejack on Clove, AAPLJACK.
Why is it two A's?
It's a stock symbol for Apple.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Symbol sucks.
Username sucks.
Is that on the NASDAQ or the
stock
exchange? The NASDAQ.
Yep, I think it is the NASDAQ.
I think it might be. I don't know. I don't have stocks. I have crypto. One of those
Jesus
idiots.
Yeah. I drove by a place in Seaside today that was a fucking like train caboose with this grotesque hand-painted like yellow construction paper sign saying it was a Bitcoin saloon.
Oh my god.
It was the most cringy shit ever. That's awful. Anyways, I'm Ian. I'm I-E-U-R-E Enclave, and I like cabarets and test equipment.
How do you pronounce that?
I-U-R. It's the first letter of my first name and my last name.
I-U-R?
I-U-R. No one knows how to say it. It's fine.
Eeyore is the funny way to say it.
That
Eeyore?
Is true.
Yes.
I like to say it.
That is how a lot of people say it.
I like to say Eeyore.
Eeyore.
And I always have avatars that are vaguely creepy.
He is the groundskeeper of Cabaret Kingdom.
That's true.
The favorite part of my avatar is when I realized Enclave, someone else had it, and then we posted in the same thread. And it was
sweet.
Because it was just the black Atari logo.
Favorite part of my avatar is I turned off avatars like 7 years ago, so I don't see anybody.
No, you're missing out on mine. Mine are fucking terrific.
I kind of remember like an albino-looking creepy dude.
Is that what you do when you're like on a dial-up line or something?
I just
no, like why
I do it because I don't want to look like I'm fucking around at work. I just want it to look like I'm looking at words.
Yeah, there's not much of that on Clove anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, mine is a medical device simulator of a small boy. So it's just weirdly off. It's terrific.
That is good.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right, how are we doing this new thing?
That's it.
I think it's good.
Should we do that every time and try to think of something?
Sure. Yeah. Try to think of something new.
Favorite color?
Yeah.
All right.
So what's next?
Voicemail.
Do we want to say where you can find us online, like coinrejects.com or instagram.com/coinrejects or twitter.com/coinrejects or coinrejects@gmail.com or the voicemail number?
503-766-2263.
2263.
Nah, let's not.
No, we won't do that. I think it's just 763 Greg.
I was going to say that, but.
Yeah. 900 SUK Greg.
All right. What do you guys think? We're going to listen to some voicemails?
We got voicemails.
Yeah. All right. I think I got one here.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Cox of Floppin'. Love the podcast. I have some questions for y'all.
what, in your humble opinions, is the most overrated arcade games? And one, what's the most pissed off you've ever seen somebody get at said games? Like punching shit and all that crap. Love the show. Keep it up. I don't feel too good, Mr. Stark. I don't want to go.
Tron isn't overrated game.
Uh-oh. Well, I think Tron. He had a dire emergency there. Yeah. I think he got derezzed at
all
the
right.
end.
Overrated games. I like that voicemail. He actually asks good. Questions. I like the good ones.
It's a good one.
Who's starting? X-Men, is it an overrated game?
The like six player?
Yeah, any of them.
One player, two player, 10 player, all of them. I mean, all of this is going right and hitting buttons. It's just like Simpsons and the rest of them.
I think it's overpriced. I don't know if it's overrated. At least among the crowd I'm used to, no one gives a shit about it, really, except for if you can find a PCB and then sell it to a millennial.
There's a growing number of people that are all about that game and all the Konami fight and go right types.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they're pretty overrated. They're becoming more and more popular now.
They are. Which, yeah, that's not really our thing, I don't think. I don't think any of us are really into those kind of games. So, I don't know. Should we go to our era and try to come up with an overrated game?
I'm fine with any, but...
Probably. Yeah, Ian likes some of those.
I own a Ninja Turtles.
There you go.
Because it cost me $50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not $1,550?
No. I agree. I think Tron is super overrated. I just don't like it. It's a cool cabinet, but I don't like it.
I'm looking at Jordan's
I love the Tron cabinet, definitely, but I have to admit I bought it because I knew one day I'd have a Discotron, and I think they look bitching next to each other.
Yeah, game sucks.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't really ever go, God damn it, I want to play some Tron.
I think that Donkey Kong and also Galaga are both kind of overrated.
Took mine.
Are we just doing one apiece? I'm sorry. Am I taking everybody?
We can talk about all the games that we think are overrated.
Yeah, I think Donkey Kong's highly overrated.
We could pretty much just take out all the classic games.
Well, so here's the thing about Donkey Kong.
Should look at the top 25 on Clough.
I think Donkey Kong is actually a really good game, but it's solid. It's classic. You know, it's not a piece of shit game. Like, I just do not enjoy playing Tron, but I do enjoy playing Donkey Kong. But the kind of high score fanboy hysteria around Donkey Kong is way out of proportion with the game, right? Like, I think
it's not that good.
Yeah, good point.
I agree. I think it's a solid title. I don't think it's a bullshit title at all. But I think that people are way too into it, disproportionately so.
So, what do you think if there was that? If there was that much hoopla surrounding, say, a good game like Robotron, would that then cause Robotron to be an overrated game?
I don't like Robotron.
Oh, that's what I'm asking around.
It's overrated. Is that? But it's not overrated, is it?
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't think it's that overrated.
Are you talking about Robotron now?
Sounds like
how about this? How about Defender? Defender is fucking overrated.
I agree.
Defender is not fun to play. But everyone like wants to see. It's like the arrogant bastard ale of video games, where it's like, oh, you're not good enough for this game. It sucks.
Rogue sucks.
I definitely want to be better at it, but I know that I'm not.
Yeah, I basically play it as kind of a torture to try to get good at it, and it was like that when I was a kid too. And I would just cost too much, so I quit doing it.
I don't think it's overrated because I don't know that anybody rates it very highly.
What game?
Defender. I think, I don't know.
I'm going to read you the top 10 games from Clav.com readers. It's been the same since I entered the hobby. Pac-Man, Galaga, Donkey Kong, Star Wars, Ms. Pac-Man, Dig Dug, Asteroids, Defender, Tron, Tempest, Centipede.
Pretty solid.
I think lots of people would say Star Wars is overrated.
I'm surprised it's actually on the top 10.
Yeah, I suppose if it wasn't Star Wars, I don't know. I like Star Wars. You know what I like? Tail Gunner. I was playing that this weekend.
That's not overrated.
That's not overrated.
Because no one
knows about it.
Underrated as
fuck. That's a fun game. It's like...
That's like the only good Cinematronics game.
It's the best it might be the best.
No.
Yeah, it's... like so I'm thinking like Starhawk's sweet too. Yeah.
Missile Command.
I'm thinking like Red Baron, except you have that extra dynamic of the shield where you can knock your enemy back into the play field, which is sweet that Red Baron does not have.
You know what Red Baron is?
What's Red Baron?
Overrated.
I don't know, man. You know, really underrated games are my forte. I like games that kind
of
suck.
You have a lot of those.
I know, because I like them.
I'm trying to think of any ones that stand out, but yeah, it's mostly all the Nintendo games.
Yeah, pretty much most Nintendo. Like, I don't like anything past Donkey Kong, really. And Mario Bros. Is fine.
Yeah.
I like Mario Brothers.
I like
Mario. Oh, yeah, Mario Brothers is great.
I like Mario
That's
Brothers.
Not overrated, though.
But I don't like the Junior and the 3.
They don't have a bro-off, so.
Versus, off. There's so many Versus games, and there aren't very many good ones. I mean, there's Excitebike.
Those are just Nintendo games.
Well, yeah, then they just started porting NES games to the arcade. It's like, here, play ridiculous. A shitty game, but it costs more.
Yeah.
So what's the most overrated title between us? Donkey Kong?
So here's, I want to throw out a couple more titles.
Yeah.
Mad Planets.
Mm.
Overrated.
I don't think
I haven't played it enough. I'm
not saying it's not good. I'm saying it's overrated. I think it's overrated.
Overpriced. Overpriced. Equals overrated lately.
Lately.
If it's a hot title, then that's more money.
There's so many factors, though. There's rarity, there's gameplay that factor into price, and then there's just hype around it as well. I would say, you know, Paperboy and 720 aren't the games that they cost that as far as like their cost.
Brian,
I mean, sorry. I know. But
called out.
No. I mean, I guess, no, I'll take back 720. That's unique enough.
You know why you took back?
Because it's 720 day.
Yeah, we should have put that in the fucking intro.
That's right. So happy 720 day, everybody.
The magic of editing.
Did anybody start off the day playing 720 degrees?
Which is the proper way to say that, I think. I forgot my keys.
Felt like it was fucking 720 degrees here in Portland this morning.
Yeah.
No,
be here
actually,
all week.
It's actually chilly this morning.
I played 720 degrees. I like forgot my keys this morning and then I turned around and went back out the door.
I did play a game this morning because I took a picture of the cabinet for our Instagram account and I was like, I'm going to play at least to the first park because I was about to head out the door to go to work.
Nice. So the first park, just one park, not all four parks?
I just went to the first park and that's it. I didn't have time.
Which one did you pick?
The ramp, of course.
That's your favorite. Now, yep. do you actually do tricks or do you just do the sideways skid?
Usually the skid and try to do the lift trick on the top where you bounce off the wall and you can do a fakey 50-50.
Okay.
And get some extra points before the clock starts.
Isn't that a little disappointing though that the best points are for the like kind of the lamest trick?
It is.
Yeah.
You can get a pretty good score if you actually do tricks on the ramp, though. But it's not the most points.
The skid was solid. That was the way. Yeah.
The lamest part of the game is you can't dick around because the fucking bees will get you.
Yeah, they should have some kind of.
That's why mode I sold it
where,
to you.
Where you could just play in the city,
you
skate
need
city.
Do a new version, 720 degrees dick around.
Free exploration game.
Yeah, open world.
Grand Theft Skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah, on the overrated games, like, because I say Galaga, even though I like Galaga, it's just kind of one that everybody wants to play, and it's not one that is super rare. It's, you know, pretty common.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why it's popular. Everybody remembers it.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But it's also got good gameplay, and there's a reason why it's popular, because, I mean...
Good sounds, too.
Galaxian is similar, but it's a much slower game.
Yeah.
Galaga's a lot faster, and you can get the double ships, which is a cool mechanic.
That is, yeah.
I think that's overpriced. Definitely the price on that is way up, but I don't know if I'd say it's overrated. I think it's highly rated, but I also think it's a great game.
Yeah, people really talk about Galaga a lot, actually.
I guess maybe it's more of the casual... If like someone comes over to your game room and they want...
Like if a Galaga gets posted on Claw for sale, people go, oh shit!
I guess that's true. If we're talking about
it's
in the collector realm as opposed to like just people that might want to wander into your arcade and play a game.
Yeah, we're like a segment of this kind of small world.
If we're talking about just games in general, overrated games are literally any redemption games. Because anything on location, that's all there is.
Yeah,
and apparently people rate them highly because they keep putting money into them.
Anything past the mid-80s is pretty much overrated. I don't know.
Yeah? All right, that's overrated.
Good topic.
Right. Good topic.
Thanks for the voicemail. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Wait.
What about the get pissed off?
There's a second part.
But it's not from him, right?
He said the second question was if you ever seen someone get pissed off.
Oh, no, not really.
No?
Not about that.
So if you don't get a high score, you don't kick your machine?
Sometimes I flip off my machine.
You do?
Yeah. I'll be like,
You never,
the most, you, give it the finger.
You've never witnessed a Anyone in the competition get all pissed off or anything?
No, why would I watch a competition?
I'm just saying, like, somewhere.
the most annoyed I get, I like, if I completely blow it on, like, my first life of a game, I'll just reset it and start over. Like, fuck this. I'm done.
Yeah.
It's nice on the pinballs, you can set it up so you just hold down the start button for a second and it fucking recycles that game.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I do that.
Is it only on Williams games? Yeah. Sure.
Other ones, you got to power cycle them. I'll angrily flip the switch off. Fuck you. Turn it back on.
Take that.
What about you, Brian?
I've never seen anybody physically harm a game, though my tapper was kicked in, that the one that I got. So somebody...
They did that before he sold it to you.
Somebody did that. Give it a good kicking. So I don't know if that was because they were mad or if they were wanting to get into the coin box.
But you've never seen anyone get mad?
I haven't, no.
You know, people would slap the games all the time back in the day.
Put cigarettes on them.
I never saw, you know, oh yeah. And they'd leave their cigarette burning on the CPO. That was very common at places where
I'm
going to
burn
smoke.
You with a cigarette game.
They just set it down to play their game. Yep. And they didn't really give a shit about the CPO. But yeah, just slapping the game. Maybe if it took your quarter, then you start shaking it, and maybe kicking it. Maybe that's it. The coin mech was jammed up, so the guy... kick the shit out of the front.
Or if a ball gets stuck on a pinball.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Well, even nowadays, you watch these guys who play these competition, the pinball dorks, they beat the hell out of the machines.
Pinball dorks.
I didn't realize people treated them that way.
Man, that's the phrase. If you ain't tilting, you ain't trying.
That's
you
it.
You gotta.
Yeah.
It's part of the game.
People say, oh, God, dude, take it easy. But then, I'm nothing compared to these guys.
When I first put a pinball machine in my office, one of the people there... It's like, are you going to get like really upset if we're not super careful? I was like, no, it's lasted 30 years just being abused in the arcade. It doesn't doesn't fucking matter if you like tilt it in the office. It's fine.
I actually asked my buddy because he was in town. But when we used to go play arcades and back in the Street Fighter days, I remember that people would always get pissed off if you like accidentally hit the throw button because that was cheap. So like, oh, you're cheap, man. Oh, you're cheap. Because that would take like half the life bar on Street Fighter if you accidentally like threw someone.
Oh,
so people
really?
Would always get pissed.
They'd but say, that's part of the game.
They'd say,
I know, but
fighting
no, but,
only, no but throwing.
It was like an unspoken rule where if you threw someone, hey, thanks. And it wasn't half. Maybe it was like 40% of your life bar. So you do it two times. And it's just fucking hilarious. Like a lot of times you're like, oh, sorry, man. And you just took like half their life. Someone's waiting in line and then you just do it again. They're like... You know, in Street Fighter, when you throw someone, he goes, you see the life bar like slowly climb down, and they're like, you can tell they're like fucking fuming, pissed at you, and you're like, oh, sorry, I accidentally hit roundhouse too close.
So they just want to trade blows back and forth.
Yeah. And so people would like, you know, be like, oh, you're cheap, man, that guy's cheap. And there'd just be like people pissed off because, you know, people are throwing left and right. I just found that like, fucking hilarious, and you just go, your only defense was, oh, sorry, man, or like, it's part of the game.
Seems like they need to harden the fuck up.
I wish I would have said that. Sounds like you need to harden the fuck up,
buddy.
You need
to get better at the game.
Yeah. That was about it. Everyone else is pretty civil, I think.
All right, voicemail number two.
All right. This may lead into a story, I think.
Oh, man.
Oh, boys, 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 boys. Oh, classic. Calling from the outhouse this morning. Just got back from Yankee Doodle America there. Holy flip. So in the short, everyone's going to know Ian got another cabaret. So I was like, hey, why don't we save you some shipping? I'll drag her down there for you, past your all Bordera patrols there. Eh? Nope. 6 hours at the border, $375. They got four people's fingers in my ass at the same time, just like, hello. Anyways, they pulled her fucking nice and straight and tight, and then out she went. And I ended up dropping off your games to Anders. Oh, yeah, you're getting mentioned in the podcast now, too, buddy. First of all, who the fuck's name is Anders, and he's on the show Workaholics? Like, how did you, what, your parents knew that show was going to exist? And they're like, you know what, let's give him a name. So he doesn't take a beating later in life. We'll call Anders now, and then it'll sort itself out once that show becomes a hit or something. I guess it worked out for you. Anyways, good guy. He fucking grabbed your games for you. He was strong enough to move a cabaret, which is fantastic. And yeah, and I saw his Asteroids Deluxe. So this guy is already one game into his collecting career, and he's kicking the shit out of all of us who owned a Tetris first. So good on you, Anders. Keep it up. What else is new? What else is new? Oh, yeah, man. Big time games. Big time. Big time. So with your advice, of course, I've gone from a Namco Chinese clone and a Pandora 3S. And so what's the arcade got now? Oh, you mean my signed Walter Day make tracks? Yeah, no, that's looking pretty good right next to the Crush Roller, because, yeah, you know me, big fan of the Crush Roller games? No. And then I picked up, what? Who's Hollow? Satan's. Satan's freaking Hollow. Super cheap, found her in Newfoundland. Good old boy Newfie got her off the base or whatever, sent it to me for like $1.50. Fucking good time. Satan's Hollow's coming in. I picked up a Gravatar and a Space Dual board and a freaking Black Widow board for it because I'm just too crazy. Gotta go completely no fake bullshit. You know me. No fake bullshit. Yeah, so the arcade is coming along. Now I'm looking for a couple more cabarets unless you bought all of them. And there's another brand new game in box coming my way. Oh, yes, but more on that later. It's not a Galaxian bootleg. Ah, shit.
Yeah. Hell of a voicemail.
Very nice. There's a lot of content in there. I think he's probably the fifth coin reject pretty much at this point.
Yeah, we got to... So I was going to save this for a later show, but yeah. Island Pirate was very generous and hooked me up with a brand new in-box Crush Roller and another one brand new out-of-box and drove them all the way down and dropped them off at my friend Andrews' house in Seattle, who I have been... helping to enable into the hobby. He's got an Asteroids Deluxe that he got from another collector that we know.
What's his name?
Anders.
Mr. Anderson?
Yep. Hey, Anders, how's it going? So I rolled up there a couple weeks ago and helped him fix his Asteroids Deluxe, had some PCB issues, needed to get worked out, and monitor caps and some other shit, and picked up my games, and they're great. So that's the long and short of it, and we will be... probably playing that on a future episode. And I got one sealed in the box, which I'm never going to open.
You're never going to open it?
Nope.
Next time I come over, I'm going to open it?
Nope. Fuck you.
when you're taking a piss, I'm going to open it.
How do you know that that's what's in there?
I don't.
You don't?
What
could be just a box.
Yeah.
It could. With something heavy in it.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be some different game.
That's it. I got a new scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, I got another box. I got a box, so you can just put whatever you want in there, a big rock or whatever.
We could just make sure. Oh, well, you're going to keep this sealed? Okay, I got just the game for you.
Yep.
This perfect specimen.
How about just put that Donkey Kong? Just sell it to some NDS dude.
You got to sell it for a really good price, and then just to make sure they turn around and flip it for double that right away.
Oh, perfect.
Then you're insulated.
Yeah.
So how about 7,000?
Insulation.
But yeah, thanks to Island Pirate for hooking me up with those and for driving them all the way down from Canada. Really appreciate that. Super great games. I like it a lot.
That's really cool. So there, you got Crush Rollers?
I got two Crush Rollers.
Which usually here we're thinking Make Tracks by Williams.
Yeah.
So how are these Crush Roller?
So the game was made by ADK and Exidy Ireland. Licensed it for European production. So these are manufactured by Exidy Ireland and re-imported. Yeah, Williams just changed the name when they licensed it for the US.
Okay, but same game.
Same game.
Same game. Same game.
And they have a really unique cabinet also.
They do. It's a super cool, weird cabinet that hinges forward. So the monitor and everything, or the monitor and the coin mechs, coin door and everything are all in this one panel, and the whole thing hinges forward, and then the PCB and power supply are mounted in the bottom of the cabinet in there.
That's sweet. I know I was looking at them thinking, I kind of want one of those, but I did not pull the trigger.
Yeah, they have kind of a funky cabinet shape. I remember when I was first getting into the hobby, there were still some from the Time Travel Warehouse. These came from there roundabout in a little bit.
Kind of way.
But yeah, they were... I remember seeing them then and thinking, wow, that'd be pretty cool to have one. So it's pretty neat that, you know, all these years later, I was able to fulfill that wish.
The guy who lives on the island managed to
get
him somehow. Yeah. Man, his collection sounds like it's getting good, too.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
Satan's Hollow and all these vector boards and Yeah, good
isn't
stuff.
That Walter Day make tracks?
Walter Day make tracks and a crush roller right next to each other.
So he was telling me about the Walter Day make tracks.
Because that's Walter's favorite game, right?
Well, yeah, and because he set a record on it, on that specific machine. Yeah.
He's the one.
And it's a cabaret, too, that make tracks.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Are you sure it's real autograph? Cooler. Was it recorded with the correct dip settings?
There's a picture.
Is there a picture of Walter signing it? Yeah, that's what you need. Like my picture of Al Alcorn signing the Pong.
That you don't own.
That's why I said the Pong, not my Pong.
The Pong.
Yeah, yeah. But that's okay. I'm all right with that.
That's okay.
What else did the pirate talk about? Anything else we need to touch on?
Nope. Yeah,
just a hello to you. Brian said he might be coming down here.
That's what he told me.
I want to see him if he's here.
I'm going to send him directly to your arcade.
All right. I'll have a party for him.
So,
listener appreciation party.
Everyone wear
our one listener.
Wear an eye patch.
Wear an American flag.
Eye patch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't think we had any more voicemails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that? Moppet? Is a Moppet game Pirate's Treasure?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
You got to build in one.
Yeah. That game sucks.
No, of course. Yep.
It's Pirate. That's kind of the point.
It's in my collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nobody ever said different.
I don't care.
I like the one where you can honk the horn. That's fun.
Tugboat.
Tugboat's awesome.
Tugboat. What's another horn honking game?
Fire truck.
You know the game.
There you go. Yep.
Gotta go honk my horn after this show.
So last episode, what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
So last episode, what?
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
No wonder we don't have a fucking sponsor.
You're the one that wants to go home by 10.
The sponsor is Hams.
It's 9:30 now.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
Better quit. I'm watching it. Go.
Better quit interrupting.
Go ahead.
Let him talk.
So last episode, we said we were going to play Missile Command as the game of the episode, and we did not do that because... We're going to save that one for a later date. So all you people that played Missile Command and send in your scores.
all zero of you.
Sorry about that. But we played a more awesome game, and that is Monaco GP.
Monocle GP.
Monocle GP.
Played with a fixed lens.
That's a great game. I love that game. We played the mini version. It's one of my few minis. I don't have very many little games. And
Well, they didn't make an upright. They only made the mini and the
cocktail.
And the cocktail. And the cocktail, which is one of the weirdest cocktail cabinets ever. One of the weirdest cabinets, period.
Yes.
What a it's
very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've never seen it, look it up. It is very strange.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to look it up.
It's really fantastic. It's
it looks like a mod or something. Like someone hacked it and...
Yeah, because the monitor is not flat. The monitor is angled up, and there's a weird hood. And I mean, a cocktail driving game with a steering wheel and everything. Yeah,
it's a fucking poker machine with a.
It's really, it's a very special cabinet. It's
look, it's got all the. It's
got a pedal and everything, and it's
awesome that it uses a steering wheel. That's pretty sweet.
What the fuck else is it gonna use?
Controller.
A spinner?
Like the Space Invaders knob, like the...
Looks like it has a Vectrex sitting on the top of the...
Yeah.
On the top of the cocktail.
The only thing that's bullshit about the cocktail is it should have been right-hand drive. It's left-hand drive.
Left-hand shift.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's... all those games are left shift.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They're all left shift.
But on the cocktail, it's like all the controls are over jammed on the left-hand side of the cabinet.
Looks uneven. Like the pole position, you get the Namco, it's left shift. Yeah. You get the Atari, it's right shift.
Well, you have lots of room for your drinks in this cocktail.
Plenty of room, yeah. It's one of those Japanese where it's like the monitor is a third of the cabinet, you know, versus a midway or a, you know, something else where the monitor is the majority of the cabinet.
So what are the scores in that game there?
All right. So the scores on this game... Brian Volkswagen into last place with 2,005. Volkswagens aren't fast. That's the joke. 2,598 points.
Failed emissions.
Brandon was in third place with 2,968. I took number two with 3,600. And Jordan took the top spot with 4,314.
Wow.
It's my game. I cheated.
Good job. Yeah. Yeah, definitely whoever owns the game tends to take the top spot. But I was pretty happy with 3600. That was I felt like it was a good game.
It was.
I played Cold. I hadn't played in forever.
That's the first time in a long time that we didn't do a practice game. Yeah. That was the original goal of the Cold Start Challenge was Cold Start. And we've been cheating.
I tried to narrate my course too, so if you do have the unfortunate experience of watching our videos on YouTube, then I tried to spice it up a little for you. Let us know how that worked out.
I crashed. Yeah. I listened, I crashed right away.
Yeah, Monaco GP is such a weird and great game. I think it is definitely one of the great Golden Age drivers, and very unique. You know, like the handling is just super tight and totally not realistic. It reminds me kind of an EM driver in how it controls and kind of the top-down view. And the whole game is built with no CPU, though it's all TTL chips. There's no microprocessor. It's just discrete logic. And they make a really feature-packed game for building it like that.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, well, that was around the cusp, too, right? Switching the CPU games, too, though.
Well, it was way past the cusp. I don't think they were making much in the way. This is, what, 80, right?
Oh, it was 80.
No, this is 78.
70? Was it 78?
Yes, it's the 70s
That's
game.
Pretty boss.
This is like fighting with black and white.
I didn't realize that early.
This is a really good game for 78.
Yeah. That's actually pretty fucking amazing.
It says 1980 on
it does?
I'm pretty sure it's
on Clove.
All right, I might be wrong then. Okay.
You're wrong.
So, I mean, by 1980, I can't imagine what else there was that was TTL that was still coming out.
That was still TTL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe something, but not much.
I thought it was 70.
Actually, the Wikipedia page has released November 1979.
79. Woo! Okay. We'll give it 79.
I'll give it 79.
That's awesome. It's fucking still awesome for what it is, man, with TTL. Yeah. That's amazing.
And the different roads and the like the warning for the road narrowing coming up and the headlight stuff, the dark and the ice levels, like
driving through houses full speed.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
It's one of those games too, where like it's got its own mixing board. It has like 8 volume pots.
Yeah. It's all analog, discrete analog circuitry for every sound. And then they all mix together. And then the thing that is like that just kind of screams TTL is it's got all those features and then the scores are on a completely separate display. That's they didn't put the scores in the video. It has the LCD or LED, sorry, scores.
LED, I like that part, actually.
That's top awesome. 5 of the day, rolling. Yep. I like that. That's good. And then also your timer is on a LED display.
Can you save those?
No.
So if you turn it back on, they're gone?
They're gone. They're gone.
There's nothing to...
You could just probably put some battery-backed RAM in
there. That'd be sweet. Do maybe. It.
I don't know. Yeah. So I have the Mini, but the cockpit also had like a working tachometer that was like, read a signal that was coming off the board, like a pulsed signal.
I thought that was Turbo.
Turbo has it too. Yeah. But so did Monaco GP. The wires are there. I actually traced them down out of the harness. I was trying to figure out how to put a tachometer on it because I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
But it's such a small control panel. There's not a lot of room.
Put a fucking monster tack on there with a shift light.
Yeah.
Man, my first stick shift car had a fucking, it didn't have a talk, it just had a shift idiot light.
Yeah.
The worst thing.
I remember the old Volkswagen, like Jetta's Mark 1, they had the up shift light. It was like an arrow.
That's when
it was like always on. It came on at like 2000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember I was asking my dad the first time I drove one of his air-cooled VWs. I was like, does this have a rev limiter? And he said, no.
Sweet. Just hold it down.
Just don't rev it that high.
It just won't rev.
Yeah. The engine will just blow up. But you've got like the printed talk on the control panel. You could just drill that shit out and put something in there, right?
There's not a lot of real estate. I looked at it pretty close. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Because I was going to just take the regular sized Monaco GP.
Do what the fucking Ricers do and just glue it to the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just clap.
Put it on the A pillar.
Yeah. And then get one of those like giant rear view mirrors.
Yeah. It's a fucking dice. Broadway mirror.
Broadway mirror.
Or a wink mirror. Yeah.
I like it though. You were trying to say if you like this better.
Pole position or not. What's better? Pole position or Monaco GP?
I think GP, those are the, no question.
I like this game a lot better.
Those are the pinnacle. I know. I do too.
I've never been asked that question.
It's taken me a long time to get a good one. And that one's, was kind of beat, and I kind of spent, you know, more money than you would think on a beat game, but it worked, and so.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing, yeah.
Because it's, yeah, the hardware is awful.
It is.
I mean, I think all Sega hardware is awful. I've really come to this conclusion that just all their hardware sucks shit, but it is definitely in the upper echelons of shit sucking, even for Sega.
I think there's lower six PCBs echelon. In there.
It's so the main board stack five. Is three boards, and then there's another one for the scoring,
three
and
board.
There's at least one more in there.
Yeah.
I definitely five.
Yeah, there's a lot of PCBs.
And it uses weird, obsolete connectors to interconnect between the boards, and yeah, real pain in the dick to debug.
I never thought of that, though. When you ask that question, that's a good way of finding out if you like the other game as much. And it's, the main appeal, I think, over Pole Position is it doesn't end. You can just keep on. Well, I don't know if it ends or not, but you can keep on extending your play, and there's just more gameplay. It doesn't just end after a couple laps.
Yeah, I believe the score rolls at 9999, but I don't know. I can't remember if the game stops or not. I've never done it, but somebody was talking about
doubt it.
Yeah, I would think it just would start scoring again.
And I think that's pretty appealing because, you know, you just stay in the action. It probably gets obviously harder and harder, right? And that's cool.
Yeah.
It feels more like a classic in that way where the game just keeps getting harder until you can't progress.
Yeah, I love the form factor of that mini cabinet. That's what I remember playing it on as a kid. Those were everywhere. And they're great. They don't take up much room at all. I have it like pulled out from the wall, you know? How often do you get to do that?
Well, yeah, when you sandwich it between two other uprights, right? Instead of in a row of minis.
Yeah. Oh, here's a fun... I was at Grinker's last weekend talking to Steve, looking at some games in the warehouse, and he has one of the minis in Grinker's, but he also had a cockpit in the warehouse. And he's like, oh, yeah, the bad thing about these is the coin mech is on one side, and then you climb in on the other side because the shifter is on the same side as the coin mech, and
it can't get through.
It keeps you from getting through, and so you can't put it up against a wall. You have to have both sides. If you put it up against the wall to where you can climb in, then you can't get to the coin mech.
Sounds like some bad engineering for sales.
If you put it to where the coin mech is right there, then you can't climb into the thing. So there it sits in the warehouse.
As it should.
So bad design there.
Most places didn't have room for that shit.
It's a big cabinet, right?
It is, yeah.
I've seen, there's one for sale locally, and it looks like they cut it in half. They just got tired of,
So they got tired of going to the other side.
Yeah, it's supposed to be playing blind, and it's like $100. I almost went and picked it up. I just don't want to deal with that big cabinet.
Just dump it on the side of the road after you.
I said, can I just take the boards out of it? And he actually did say, yeah, and then I guess I was busy or whatever and didn't get back to
it. Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, you said, like, I guess, or something. Yeah.
Spy Hunter is very similar to this game. Seems like Spy Hunter took some cues from it.
The top-down, real direct control, you know, where you can just, like, whip the car from one side of the screen to the other with, like, a quarter turn of the wheel, basically. Like, you never turn the wheel all the way around. Like, a half turn at the most.
Any other scrolling racers before Monaco GP?
Yeah.
I'm thinking specifically of the vertical scrolling ones. I know Superbug and Firetruck had 360-degree scrolling racing, and
Night Driver
had third-person but not top-down.
Yeah.
And a billion different black and whites had top-down fixed.
The sprint type.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Le Mans.
But was there any other game that had top-down scrolling?
I was going to tell you.
Hit me.
Yeah, I can't.
It's the guy that designed Space Invaders. His first game was Speed Race, 1974. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I've never played it.
Yeah, it's funny. Everybody tried to do the 3D so bad, you know.
Yeah.
And they did it so bad. Yeah, like Night Driver, Speed Freak. You know, all those are really difficult to figure out what the hell's going on.
Pole Position.
Yeah. Pole Position was the first one, I think, that got the 3D kind of right. I mean, I still like Pole Position, but you know what? If I got something sweet, that could be a game that I could get rid of to make room.
Well, I mean, they're not rare. They're only the working ones are rare.
Mine still works. I've had to fix it a bunch of times, but usually it's not much. The first fix was, you know,
what's
acid damage.
Yeah, what's more unreliable, Pole Position or Monaco? I think
Pole Position.
You think so?
Yep.
I don't know. I haven't only owned my Monaco not a year yet.
I bet you it's Pole Position.
I've seen lots of broken Monacos. I've seen lots of broken Pole Positions.
They made more Pole Positions.
What is it about racing games? All the crashing, I suppose.
Yeah, you can only crash that PCB into the cab so many times.
When you crash, the PCB explodes.
Oh, what were we talking about?
Overhead driving games. Speed Race was 1974. It was like the first, I said it was the first scrolling game with sprites.
Jump bug. Anybody have a jump bug? I'm looking for a jump bug.
Nope.
Just kidding. Nope. There's that thread that's been going on, Clav, for like years. Is it jump bug they're looking for? They're looking for a Rockola game. Yeah, jump bug.
Okay.
Yeah.
The game sucks.
He bumps it like once a month.
That game's overrated.
Not for this guy.
Yeah.
He can't find one.
So anything else about Monaco? I'm looking at the Wikipedia page and I don't see anything about who the designer was or anything like that.
It says Sega Gremlin.
Well, that's not a person.
A nice Japanese fella.
Yeah, it is. Sega Gremlin. Well, Gremlin was an American company, though, so it's kind of weird that it says that.
It's got a funky monitor in it, too. I've never seen another monitor like it. I mean, there probably are, just not any games that I have. And I know someone who put like a normal, like a G07 or something, and it didn't fit. You know, it's a 13, but... It's too deep, you know. They had to, like, couldn't put the back door on or something like that. Yeah. I think Sam. But, I've wanted one for a long time. I was so happy to get one that was working.
Yeah, the last time, I played it the last time we were here, which was, I think, the first time that you had it. Or the first time I played it when you got it, and I love it. Like, I actually want one now.
I like the tune it plays when you first just plug it in. You get that for free. It doesn't cost a quarter.
You can play it for free, right?
Yeah, and then also you can steer the car when you're in the tunnel.
Yeah.
So you get that for free, too.
It's good if you don't have money and you're a kid. You could have played that game.
Yeah, you just go through the track mode, wait till it's in the tunnel, and then you can wiggle the car back and forth.
Galaga, too. You can play Galaga in the attract.
That's right.
Yeah.
How long?
30 seconds. I don't know. Just making that shit up.
Quantum, you can play in the attract mode as well.
Really?
Part of the attract mode. It asks you to circle the thing to like let it kind of teaches you how to play it during attract.
Teaches you how to draw a dick.
It says teaches you how to do a circle. Yeah,
it's a great circle.
A lot of people will probably say Quantum's a big overrated game, but I like Quantum.
I don't think it's overrated.
I don't think it's overrated either.
It's rare. It's vector. It's fucking. It's fun enough to play. I'll kick most anybody's ass at it. So bring it on.
And draw a dick.
Yeah, and draw a dick when I'm
draw
done.
The best dick you've ever seen.
Impossible. I've seen my own.
He was drawing your dick. All right. What was next on the list there?
I don't know. You got me looking at my games, wondering which one's overrated.
All of them.
I got all the best ones.
All of them, but Monaco GP.
Krull. No, nobody rates Krull.
I like Krull. I like Krull. No, Krull is underrated.
Krull's underrated.
Because it kind of sucks.
Don't say that now.
Warlords. Is Warlords really worth what it costs?
No, absolutely not.
I think actually Warlords is highly overrated.
Four-player Warlords? Is it really worth that?
It's a fun game,
though. It's a fun game.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm saying it's way overrated.
I like the size of the cabinet.
It's almost as much as Mad Planets, I think.
Which would you rather have, Mad Planets or Krull?
I haven't played Mad Planets enough to really.
Yeah.
Both.
I'll take both.
I take both?
I think, I don't know. I don't know if I'd trade my Krull for a Mad Planets. I guess that's
kind of funny that.
That's when you have to decide if you can do that.
All the Gottlieb games are pretty rare-ish.
Weird.
And Krull's almost just as rare as Mad Planets.
I think so. I hardly see any Krulls. I mean, it's not Three Stooges rare.
Fuck that game. That game sucks. Yeah.
Never played
Three
it.
Three Stooges should Seen be that one. Rare.
I played it on MAME.
There's one at Grinker's now.
Is that the one that used to be in...
CJ had it. Coin Jam. Yep.
Yeah.
I took it there with Richard. Yeah, it was a fun trip.
So what else have you been up to, Jordan?
I went to Grinker's last week.
And?
Got my Warlords.
What did you trade for it?
Pong with Al Alcorn's signature on it. It was a nice Pong. So
Is that Pong going to be on the floor at Grinker's the next time we go?
I'm thinking, or, you know, for special occasions maybe, or, you know, he rotates. He doesn't always have, like, the computer spaces out there. And
he does have the new section to fill.
There was a bigger section when I was there. It was bigger already.
Yeah?
Yep, yep. And it was, had games in it already, too.
Pretty full?
Pretty full.
Was it open to the public, or is he still getting it ready?
Open to the public, but still under construction.
Cool.
Yeah, not all the games were on, but yeah, it's growing. It's really fucking nice, you know.
Alcorn.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went just a whirlwind trip all by my lonesome. Drove over there on a Thursday, and it's about a six-hour drive. Had my Pong in my daughter's station wagon because her car gets better gas mileage than mine. And I'm a cheap bastard. Stayed at an Airbnb. Well, first, you know, showed up, went to Grinker's. Met up with Steve, went to the warehouse, did the trade, helped out moving some games for a bit, hang out, talk, go back to Grinker's till it closed, and then went to sleep at a $25 Airbnb room, which if any of you guys, you know, are staying for Grinker's and you have a car, get that $25 room because it's, if you're cheap, you know.
Or sleep in your car.
No, it's better than sleeping in your car. It's only $25, man. Come on. It's just a bedroom.
I'd rather sleep in my car than spend $25.
What? That's nothing. That's, you know. So anyhow, and then I woke up early in the morning and came back home. I was home by noon the next day.
Nice.
With the Warlords in the back, and it slid right in. I didn't have to like lower the legs or anything. It's a nice small cabinet. You like that?
Real tight cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real tight.
It could leave the legs up. Slide them in.
Standing up for City Town.
Interesting. You know, I always thought Warlords was a little bigger. The cocktail we're talking about, four player. And I had it next to a Midway cocktail, and it's like, it's the same size, basically.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
I remember Envision Dan had one in his arcade for a while before he sold it.
I tried to buy that fucker.
Yeah.
And that fucker didn't sell it to
me. You tried to buy Envision Dan?
Because he wanted too much money for it at the time, which was like $1,500.
I know.
That's actually cheap now.
Deal now.
Insanely cheap now. Yeah.
So
if you could envision the price hike.
I traced this one back. I figured out which one it was, and it sold originally for $2,000. And it's really nice.
It is really nice.
It's nicer than, you know, all the other ones I was looking at that sold. I'm happy. It's really nice. Thanks, yeah. Steve, if you're listening to me.
Good deal.
Next time I play it, I'm not going to use a coaster.
It's got the new glass. It's fine. I think that's warranted by Phoenix Arcade.
Yeah. Fucking Gorilla Glass.
No. You can only get those on Donkey Kong.
three millimeter glass.
Donkey Kong cocktail with Gorilla Glass.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's what I've been.
Hey, you finally got a good game.
Warlords, that's my first good game. Yeah. I like that it's only 1980.
Is it?
Yeah, I was setting things up. I was like, oh, I could have like a 1980 or older area because I got like Stunt Cycle is over there too. Missile Command is 1980.
But Lunar Lander is over here.
Lunar Lander, yeah, I'd have to move Lunar Lander.
Omega Race is 81.
Yeah, Omega, yeah. So I'd have to move over like Lunar Lander. Monaco GP could be over there real nice. Battlezone is fine. It's 80.
Put a couple of TV
guides over
there.
I don't like this idea.
Yeah,
this idea is bad.
Don't do the... I just do what looks good together, what works out. And then all the vectors together.
Yeah. It had the upright has such awesome side art.
I mean, it does. I love the side art on the upright. The upright
is great.
I love the upright. Yeah, but... It's still a great game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to play the game with just another person. I want to play four.
Fuck it. I play it by myself. Good enough. Yeah. I can only get to three level.
So you were saying that the board you have in there is used for the black and white version as well?
Yep. Yes. There's only one board.
It's black and white.
So it does black and white, color, two player or four player.
Or 3D.
A lot of the Atari boards from that era have black and white video output circuits like Tempest or Centipede.
Oh, I didn't
know. So many of them. And I'm not 100% sure why this is. I know this.
Maybe
some of those games.
Test monitor there.
Definitely. I think part of it is for the CTF1 test rig, which was black and white. And I also think that just it wasn't that much to add it in. And maybe they didn't know for sure right on that, like around 1980, they were still putting out some black and white games, using up some of the black and white monitor stock. So maybe they didn't know
when they were
designing the game if it was going to be put into production with a black and white or a color.
Yeah.
But a lot of them have that.
I like it.
Have you played Tempest Black and White?
I haven't. I have seen other people who have set it up with the 19-inch black and white vector monitor, and I think it would look pretty cool, like really sharp on that monitor.
Seems like it would look pretty cool.
There's a lot more of those monitors and color vectors these days, or at least they're more acquirable.
Then you can do a 3D backdrop on it.
Oh, the black and white vector?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Put a color gel overlay on it.
Yeah, right. Mounted.
Is there? No, never mind.
You have to swap out the power brick, though.
Yeah. Is there somebody? Oh, yeah, somebody's talking about doing FPGA of the Cinematronics games, right?
That's already. I think it's already done.
Yeah, but it's not for sale.
Yeah. What are you talking about on your? I'm snooping your.
No, don't do this, or else I'm just going to start making my own notes. Don't just read me my notes.
Hey.
I'm not going to go on all the topics, and it's been enough about me. It's probably time to move on.
But the fourth topic that you wrote down seems like it can apply to everyone. What is that?
Oh, I'm just saying that I'm kind of at the point where I have, like, if I have multi-game boards in my games that I don't use, I'm just like, why do I even have these? You know, that's all I was talking about, which I think I touched
on. What's
a
good example?
I had a Asteroids Deluxe multi-game that I think we talked about on the show not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are like, oh, why'd you buy that? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's see what it's like.
You bought it for the magnet.
Yeah, for the magnet. And so I took it out and I sold it.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, you've got all three games you can play on.
I have all three games. I don't need that. Yeah. I have Lunar Lander, Asteroids Deluxe.
Wait, didn't you buy that before you had Lunar Lander?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And then once I bought Lunar Lander.
Like almost immediately.
it wasn't very long after I got Lunar Lander. And I already didn't really like the thing because the sounds for Asteroid were all wrong.
Well, because you got the Deluxe kit, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Pookie.
So somebody was supposed to get the one for Asteroids and see if Asteroids Deluxe sounded okay.
Yeah, well, someone is supposed to fix the monitor for Asteroids.
Oh, is that the monitor I have sitting in my shop?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. That's my fault. I see. You see, I took the boards out of it at least. So looking a little closer.
What other multi-games, though? Like, or is that just the only example?
You should take the multi-game out of Double Dragon.
Then it'd just be a really bad game.
You could take the multi-game out of Quantum.
Well,
you could. Can't you
know? Well, no, my board doesn't work. I assembled it and it didn't work. I didn't think it would work, but
that's bullshit.
What? That it doesn't work?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things. I told you that would happen. That if I built one of those, it wouldn't work, and it would just be another broken fucking board.
Fake bullshit.
Yeah. I'll buy it for
$100.
$50.
No, you can hook it up to your fucking.
I can't because I don't have a plug.
Patrick 3000.
Patricia 3000. 9000.
And then we could go probing around. I threw it in Doug's cabinet.
And?
It didn't work.
No shit.
But then he threw his in there and it didn't work either.
No.
All of a sudden. So.
It wasn't in there to begin with?
It was, but.
That sucks when that happens.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come over and test my board out in your machine, and then you break the other person.
Well, no, his was acting up, and then we plugged mine in anyhow, and whatever. Yeah.
Good test machine, though.
I didn't break it, and I mean, I didn't work with a proper harness, and then it didn't work. Yeah, there's something wrong. But I don't have my coin lights hooked up on my harness, so I can't tell what it's flashing and what it's trying to tell me, you know how Atari tries to talk to you through the cone lights.
Oh, the cone, not the coin.
The cone, the cone. Lights. Oh, the coin lights, that would be cool.
Cone rejects.
Yeah. Flashing the reject lights.
Yeah, no, that would be neat, though. Or when they flash the, what's that ticky thing, the counter?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's going to explode. So, I don't know. So, that was a dumb topic. I didn't know.
So,
quit snooping my notes. I'm going to start making my own notes.
Stop writing so many notes.
Well, on the note.
I didn't have any.
on the topic of the coin counter, moving forward, that happened on a couple of games that I picked up. I acquired a Joust and a Battlezone Cabaret, and I was trying to get the Battlezone Cabaret working, and it was advancing the coin counter when I hooked up to power. So,
yep.
Was it like spazzing out?
Yep.
No, it was just like click, 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 like that.
Extra credits.
But then it would do different things when I would like mess with the connections and stuff. And at one point, some stuff came up on the screen. And another point, the tone started going. And that was before I knew that the tones were like an error code. I was just like, oh, shit, what's going on? But yeah, it's just doing random stuff. You can do some work on that. Just
trying to tell you something.
Yeah. Yep. So, trying to tell you your ROMs are fucked.
Should have bought an upright.
So yeah, not that I needed new games, but there are...
do we ever?
A Joust and a Battlezone Cabaret. And
Joust. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Getting back in on the Joust.
Yeah. That one I kind of pushed to the side. It's got the power board is kind of modded. I think it was hooked up to a computer power supply.
Oh, okay.
So I need to kind of take that all out. And I'm not even sure what the state of the boards are. These were pulled out of a warehouse. And I don't think that the monitor in the Joust is in good shape either. So that's going to be a major project. So that's pushed to the back of the garage at the moment.
They're from Eugene, huh?
They are from Blair Alley.
Yeah.
Our friend Dylan hooked me up with
games.
getting the... We kind of put together a Joust out of their warehouse.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there's some good stuff down there.
Yeah, and yeah. I saw that Battlezone Cabaret. I was like, oh, I might be interested in that one, too. So,
everything I like, they want, they like, too. So.
They want to keep?
Yeah. Video pinball, I saw.
Yeah.
A couple other. You got that Battlezone Cabaret, though. That's a nice score.
Yeah, so hoping to get the... And at least I know that the monitor works and everything. It's just, you know, there's some board issues. So.
That's rad.
Hopefully
there's always
it won't be,
some board issues.
Hopefully
with that
it won't be
game.
Too bad to troubleshoot.
After you fix it, it's going
to
break again.
Put the multi game in it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no multi game.
Just the high score save. Yeah.
High score multi game.
So that took my focus a little bit off the tapper, but I've been kind of slowly making progress on that. I did discover that the side art, which I thought was scraped up and revealing the brown underneath, was actually paint on top of it, and I was able to get the paint off, so now the side art looks way better than it did before.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
That was root beer, that brown stuff.
Yeah, they spilled some root beer.
On the tapper, that does look really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was really stoked about that because the one side that I would have out if I put it in place of my gyrus was the side that looked the shittiest, and I was able to get the isopropyl alcohol and the magic erasers and just scrub the shit out of that.
Fucking. I love that we can get 99% IPA for like a fucking $1.35 a pint. It's
a hell of a beer.
Where are you
picking it up at?
Fucking Fred Meyer.
Fred Meyer. That's
Fred
what
Meyer.
Yeah.
Did you use your rewards card?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna have to get some more because I'm like down half a bottle.
Do you go to the Gateway one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, me and Ian live pretty close to each other. So
you got that, everybody?
Yeah.
Gateway Fred Meyer's.
Yeah.
122nd.
Yeah, if you just
chill there
all the time, you'll see us eventually.
You'll see us getting
I stand outside
IPA.
With a bottle of 10% IPA in a bag.
Yeah. you must be, where are you going to put all your games?
I don't know. That's a good question. I could take more to my work if I wanted to. We just got a bunch of new desks up there, and there's this little... Alcorn hanging out the back.
God in an alcove.
This little room in the back where it's just junk. And I was like, we need to make an arcade back there. I can bring probably like five games up here.
Sweet.
What'd they say?
they'd be down with it.
Nice.
Why they're not? Like, we don't like Battlezone. Battlezone's overrated.
But I did carve out some time tomorrow. So I'm going to put some time into that tapper. I was trying to wire up the power brick, and the pins that I had were not working with the connectors that I also had. So Ian helped me out and had some pins for me, so I should be able to wire that up tomorrow, see what's going on. I had a couple of power boards that are untested, so we'll see if they work or not. That is the question. But I did put the CPO on the control panel that Jordan helped me weld together, and actually the repairs show through the CPO.
What? We had to grind it down better?
We would have had to grind it down a lot more.
You have tapper derangements.
So I'm just going to leave it for now.
Yeah, leave it.
Yep.
It's fine.
But yeah, I've got a lot to... I still got a good bit to do on that. Like, I got to make the harness for the control panel. That wasn't part of the harness that came with the game.
Yeah.
It's easy. So, yeah, as long as I have a connector that fits into the harness control panel connector, I'll be fine.
Yeah, those are usually like on a midway game, probably like a 12 position point away four.
Yeah, I just looked at Jordan's before we recorded. I was like, which one is it?
Oh, okay.
It's 12 position.
On the tabber?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got those parts if you need them.
Okay, cool. I'll let you know.
I never had a game with a new wiring harness, but that Warlord, somebody bought a new wiring harness.
You're going to use it all the time now,
right? It's all shiny. Yeah, and it has a tag on it. It says something.
New wire harness. This is a new wire harness.
Yeah, I never bought one.
That game plays.
I guess I still haven't.
That's a fake game now. It plays shitty because it's a fake wiring harness.
Yeah. Yeah. Repro CPO, timing, Repro
timing,
glass,
timing's way
Repro
off.
Harness.
That gauge wire's wrong. The timing's off.
Compass in really good shape, though.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Tempest, I did pick up Tempest 4000 on the PS4. Which is very fun to play. It's a lot like Tempest 2000. So if you like Tempest 2000, you probably like Tempest 4000. It's just way higher resolution graphics and
costs $4,000.
Costs $4,000, no more, no less. But yeah, it's really fun. I like the mechanic on that in 2000 where you have the jump, you can get the power ups, and you can jump. So when you're in a sticky situation,
you can jump
and shoot the guys.
Jump from tube to tube. Huh?
Yeah. But you don't get points when you're jumping and shooting the people. So,
well, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just jump all the time.
You want to jump and shoot, play iRobot.
You can jump all the time.
I played iRobot when I was at Grinker's.
Well, as long as you don't land on an enemy that kills you.
It's like the zookeeper of Tempest.
Yeah, but you have to get the power-up first. So it's usually not the first power-up is the jump. But yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah, I played it a bit, but I really missed the spinner.
The spinner is definitely... I was wondering if there was some option in the controls. I didn't look at it because sometimes when you're doing the back and forth on your controller, if your guy moves too far to one side, it kind of switches. So if you're like pushing over to go one way, it seems like it kind of switches to the direction you're going. So if you mean to go a different direction, it kind of switches up on you. But I don't know. It'd be a lot better with a spinner.
Kind of like Gyrus when you're not doing the joystick in a circle, when you just like go to the side and then eventually it stops moving. When it gets all the way to that side.
Something like that.
Yeah. I was playing Gyrus last week.
Gyrus is overrated.
Great game. Not overrated.
Gyrus is not overrated.
Underrated. Yeah. Underrated.
I like that game a lot.
Yeah. It's a great game. Yeah. It'll never leave my collection.
So that's it for me for now.
Yep. I like it better than Track and Field.
Low bar.
Track and Field fucking sucks.
As far as Konami
that games. That game is overrated as shit.
What about you, Ian?
I've been running out of time to talk about anything because Brandon has to go home at 10.
Yeah. He can join us on the Hangout when he gets home.
Yeah. How about I just drive?
Just call in.
Yeah, I will.
It's a fucking call in
show. Just send us a, just leave a voicemail.
Let us know if you find any cabarets on the way.
Do you have an update for us, Brandon? And then you could take off and we could finish up?
I got nothing. That was it.
Brandon helped us move games at the beginning.
Yeah, he did. I look at this bruise on my forearm already.
That's your phone. I told you
that. I don't have the Popeye forearms anymore like I used to.
Popeye's overrated. Yeah,
strapping. Used to be a strapping lad, and now I'm just getting old.
Strap-on lad.
Old and tired. Jeez.
Here's your cube.
Jesus.
I didn't think we were going to get that game up the stairs. Like, jeez, man. It's been a while since
I've
done this.
I was going to fall on top of you.
I still remember that one time.
Fall on you guys. I was on the top.
I was telling them when we moved that Tron out of my old basement.
Oh,
and we were like, we just pushed it up with our backs.
Yeah. I think the single worst game moving ever was when I helped you get that Outrun out of that dude's basement. was fucking
why is
brutal.
That game so heavy,
man?
Oh, I've moved an Outrun. They are fucking heavy.
It's awful.
Probably all in the control panel.
It's got that extra bit at the bottom, I think, that makes it hard, which is kind of like this Marble Madness that we were moving.
Yeah, and the back is all fucked up shaped.
Yeah, you just need it's a terrible. Flat back, please. Yeah.
Or a bigger staircase.
So we use the hand truck, but then that adds, 50 pounds. So if you have a flat back, it's a lot easier. You just slide them up the stairs on a blanket.
Or we could have done that.
Oh, blanket. Blankie. Not with that. With that funky shape.
One, just do like, boom.
Staple it to the back.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Dave, if you're listening, we got your game up for you. So.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll be wrapping it up and getting it shipped off.
It had a spider on it, and I put it back inside the coin door.
Yep. I've been working on my space app lately, trying to get that dialed in. Had a few things that needed to get taken care of. A bunch of the hardware, the metal parts were rusty, so I replaced some of that and brought some of the marquee brackets and stuff down to Jordan's, and he helped me sandblast those and repaint them. So all that looks pretty good. Took apart some stuff on the coin door and steel wooled a bunch of corrosion off of that. Put on a credit button on the coin door. Took off the plastic sides and polished those up.
Oh, cool.
So it's looking pretty good now. Oh, I also replaced the T-molding. Some of the T-molding along the left-hand side was all like broken in multiple places and was kind of a pain. So just new T-molding all the way around. And then I got to recap the monitor and then put it all back together. It's mostly back together, but I'm going to recap it and then call it good. But it's looking nice. A lot nicer than it was.
I like that game.
Yeah, me too.
Not overrated.
Not overrated.
What? Kinda, Space Sat?
Yeah.
No.
I kind of want to do the control panel, strip that down, repaint it, but I haven't.
It's a silk screen panel?
Nope.
It's just black. Right?
Oh, yeah. You
can. But it has the bumpy texture.
Yeah.
All that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
But the
it's the mark, the bezel retainer has printing on
it.
But not the control panel. So I was thinking about doing that, but I'm going to get the rest of it buttoned up first.
It's an interesting cabinet, the way it's put together.
Yeah. It's a really nice cabinet. It's It kind of reminds me of an Atari Cabaret with the marquee underneath the control panel. And it's all, you know, early midway plywood, which is super nice.
That's good.
And I put a mod on it. I don't know if I'm going to keep it, though.
Uh-oh.
I modified it.
Uh-oh.
So it has these weird EM flashing bulbs behind the marquee.
Mm-hmm.
And it has no lights at all on the coin door. And it has two positions empty on the coin door harness connector. So I jumpered the 12 volts that run the flasher lights behind the marquee into the control panel harness and put two bayonet mounts on the coin door and stuck two of those flasher bulbs. So the coin lights flash now.
Oh.
Rice that fucker out.
So yeah. I thought that turned out pretty cool, but I don't know if it's drawing too much current or whatever. It makes the speaker hum when they turn on. I don't know why. So I took them out.
It's called a space app.
But can you put just regular lights in there? 12-volt lights?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes it hum or no?
I haven't tried.
Oh, okay.
That's fucking boring. I'd rather have them unlit. It has to flash.
Oh, you got it. I hate it.
Gotta be flashy.
I hate it when games don't have lit. Do the fire escapes aren't lit, are they?
No.
I
don't think so.
Just burn it.
But it was kind of cool. Looks nice.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to put it all together.
Yeah, I mean, even the full-size upright is such a unique cabinet as well. And it doesn't have the marquee at the top. It just comes to a point. I'm just looking at that.
Yeah. Well, it's got the mirror up there above the monitor, too.
Yeah, so it's like two games in one.
Yeah, it's the same game. It's a real nice, it's like the low-tech version of having the monitor on top, right?
Yeah. Having the extra monitor for people to look at.
But it's cool.
Onlookers.
It's a real nice, you know, I'm not super into upright cabinets, but it's a pretty nice one for an upright. It's pretty compact. Reminds me a lot of Wizard of War like that. You know, it's just a real nice, solid plywood cab. It's got some nice designs. It's good stuff.
I tell you, I appreciate a smaller cabinet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, these cabinets are too freaking big.
But the Space Zap Mini, the real Mini, is the fucking ugly-ass cabinet. Like Pac-Man.
Like the Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You don't have a Space Zap Mini. Here's the full size.
That's right. I like the full size better than the mini cap.
Yeah. No, it's got the mirror and one the cool of the stuff. That's right.
Even the upright's kind of smaller than a normal cabinet.
Too, definitely. Right? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I like short cabs. Gottlieb cabs are short. Nintendo cabs are even short.
Just like that Crush Roller cab is like a cross between an upright and a Cabaret too, kind of.
It's pretty tall for a mini, and it has the marquee up top.
Is it kind of skinny though?
It is very skinny.
Skinny marquee, kind of like an Irish cabinet. Irish, that's how they like them.
Well, it is an Irish.
Yeah. Well, Atari Irish cabs are like that too. Isn't that weird?
I thought they were shorter, but not thinner. They're ugly. I don't like the Atari Irish.
They're pretty ugly. pretty weird looking. Their marquees don't light up, do they?
I don't know. They're all weird and small.
Watch Moonraker. There's a whole like fucking nice. Yeah, James Bond. There's a whole room full of like Irish Gravatars.
Mm, just Gravatar?
Yeah, as far as I remember, they're all Gravatar. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, hey, Atari Ireland Video Game Company, we need a bunch of video games. Here you go. This is what we're making right now. Yeah, I don't know how it worked out, but yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah, I'll have to measure the crush roller. I know 5 foot generally, 5 foot or under is Cabaret. There are some exceptions. I think the Sega Minis like Outrun are more than 5 foot, but not by much.
Race Driving Compact is definitely more than 5 foot.
Yeah.
It's the biggest Cabaret ever.
It is.
Terrible.
Do you guys want to talk about Fire Escape at all?
I think Dave just did that, so
that's cool.
He's got the real story, but maybe we'll revisit that. We'll have a Fire Escape episode.
Yeah,
we'll have to play it sometime.
It's a fun game.
I really like it.
I'm
a
fan.
It a lot.
I was stoked on it when it was at Grinker's last year, and I would say I'm still stoked on it.
It's nothing like hitting that bird's nest shot.
That's the shot right there.
It's hard to get the free ball at the very end.
Yeah, it is.
Anytime, yeah. Yeah, I mean that's it. If you can master bird's nest to free ball, God, you could be the master.
You could be the fire chief.
You could be the chief. I got chief once. I took a picture. Actually, I got chief at Grinker's last weekend. Yeah, I did pretty good. I played their eyes machine and I got to the level 7. And I was having a good time. I played iRobot. Skydiver is down. It's in the back.
Yeah, oh, the so Atari?
So I couldn't play Skydiver. Avalanche was still working, but there's a whole bunch of like new games that had just come in that were kind of piled up in front of it that hadn't been unwrapped yet. Steve was like, you can unwrap those when you go back.
Man, I still want a Canyon Bomber.
Yes, like, Canyon Bomber's there.
That's the Atari black and white for me.
It had a little bit of a sync problem when I was there. He said, go fix it if you want, but I decided to drink beer instead.
Yeah.
I only had like 90 minutes left.
A drink problem.
Yeah. But yeah, Canyon Bomber, I can't wait. Well, that's another good thing about Grinker's is everybody comes together and works on all the games and gets them going nice for the show. I think Richard's planning on like spending the whole week there.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Like, maybe I should make a week out of it. But
when is that?
October.
11th and
12th? 11th, 12th. Yeah, I think we got our house.
It's like starts on a Thursday and a Friday, doesn't it?
Now everybody.
Thursday through a Saturday or something like that?
Yeah, Thursday through Saturday, pretty much. Yep. Cannot wait. The
official days.
That is such a good show.
Yep. It was a lot of fun last year.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Can't wait to do it again.
Looking forward to the black and white challenge again.
Oh, yeah. And now there's more black and white games.
Woohoo!
Yep.
Like Pong.
Fucking Tail Gunner. Yeah, maybe Pong. Well, no, you can't really get a score on Pong.
You have to play two people.
Play two people, yeah. Tail Gunner. That's a good one.
I don't think I've played Tail Gunner before.
I haven't either.
I don't think it was there last time. I think that's a new one. I think you got that from Kalen, maybe.
We'll have to play it this year then.
Yeah, it's not easy to find.
Yeah, Tail Gunner 2, the Exidy version.
The Exidy version, isn't that weird? Yeah. We went and looked at one. That was what was at the Fur Piano House.
No, that was Starfire.
Oh, that's Starfire. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
I would love both.
Yeah. Starhawk?
Starfire. Starfire is Exidy, and then Fire 1. I forget which one. I think Fire 1 was the first, and Starfire was the sequel.
Okay.
And
Starhawk
is the Cinematronics game.
That's Cinematronics, yeah. With the classy Cinematronics font, like the cursive. I took a picture of it and posted on our Instagram. That was from Starhawk.
I have a Starhawk. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was
on the coin door?
Where it says Cinematronics on the marquee. It's real classy. Like
oh,
cursive.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they use that logo on anything else.
It's a fun game. Yeah. Got to fix mine.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else?
Nope, I think wrap it up.
Yeah, we moved games, whatever.
We've done it all.
We did it all. We moved games, played games,
talked games. So, do we want to pick a game for next episode?
You want to do Missile Command?
Or should we
pick
even...
it again? Let's just surprise.
Should we even be picking games?
Nobody ever plays anyhow. We're going to play a game.
It'll be a surprise.
It'll be a classic. It'll be something good.
How about, well, maybe we should have listeners look at our Clav, our VAPS profiles.
Pick a
and
game.
Pick a game.
Make us play something, yeah.
And then no one will, and we won't have to play a game.
Yeah, and then we can pick whatever we want.
Yep.
We'll probably be like at before. Ian's house, I would assume.
Probably.
Next episode.
We'll make it happen.
Yep, so feel free if you want to look at...
So if you pick one from Jordan's, we have to get it out of the basement, put it in the car, take it over there.
Probably not going to happen.
I got MAME everywhere.
Yeah. We could all do Stunt Cycle. We all got 27. Yeah. Sorry.
So all if right. you want to get in touch with us...
503-766-2263.
And let's play some games if Jordan will let us stay.
Let's play some games. We got to play some Warlords.
All right.
All right.
Later.